does look like Luke, doesn't it?
Why are you laughing? It doesn't look like me.
Wait. No, it doesn't.
Do you know what I mean? Top of the morning. We're back here on Waffling. Obviously, as you can see, we've decided to turn the bright lights off and go with just the vibrations. So let us know what you think. Should we keep it like this from now on?
I actually like it.
There is two reasons behind this, though, isn't there?
Well, the spirits. Now, basically, we did a live stream on the Parallel 9 DJ Instagram. Which, by the way, if you haven't followed, follow, because we've got a competition on there right now where we're giving away tickets to see our first DJ gig. So follow it, Parallel 9 Tour on Instagram.
When did you do this live?
Yeah, I didn't know about
it. Oh, you didn't watch it, guys.
I didn't know you even did one.
Oh, no one watched it. I think we had like 500 consistent
listeners. That's decent. That's good. That's
not bad. So, but yeah, well, no, we did it. We just want to sort of, I guess, like, people haven't seen me and Elliot interact and whatever and even talk to them since, I mean, we've done our podcast, but not actually spoken. So we want to get a bit of that going again on that Instagram. And yeah, the lights are still left downstairs. So we thought, you know what, let's just give it a go with this natural lighting. Well, completely man-made lighting. See what we think, saying, yeah.
And also, you two boys are hungover.
And we're a bit, okay, yes.
They didn't like the bright lights.
Well, no, we're filming this the day after the pubs were allowed to be open.
Yeah, exactly that. So the pubs have just opened yesterday. I didn't go to the pub. No, and Elliot's dad invited us round. And we're in a fucked up way. He didn't want to shag us. No. No, but he just...
Sorry.
That's the last thing to say.
He didn't pin me down.
No one's ever said anything about that.
But basically, I don't want to stay in this house alone due to the spirits.
Oh, have you not stayed here alone yet?
No.
So I thought you were over it.
Oh, well...
Because...
You've actually finally realised that it's not real and you can just crack on.
Well, also, boys, look, we're not going to really rinse this ghost subject.
Yeah, but again.
but what we do have to talk about is obviously the response that we got from the previous video where you saw all the footage as well.
Well, did you get loads of comments? Have you gone through comments and seen
Well, I've got some... Yeah, but before I touch on some comments, so basically... When I got home that night, obviously all your stuff was like in my head a little bit. I'm like, this is a bit weird. And then like one of the lights just kept going off, and like they were all on, and the light kept going off. In my head, I'm like, light's broken, but it's not. And then I realised I'm not a fucking virgin, and it's actually electricity going out, and they just work the next day. And I realised, yeah, I'm not losing believing ghosts, but I'm very confident. A lot of people.
Theo? God,
a lot of the comments I saw were like, Theo, please don't give in to these tinfoil hat wrongans trying to pressure you into saying ghosties and ghouls are real. Stick with logic, reason, and science. And actually, one comment which I thought was actually quite interesting was, I don't understand. Joe constantly seems to get angry at Theo for trying to explain possibilities and another point of view.
Oh, what? So the argument there is that Joe's like, you need to be more open, but then Joe's actually been very closed to anything else.
You can actually accept that my opinion was also an opinion.
Okay, yeah, facts. Right, he's nailed it there. Yeah. Okay. But it is interesting as well how I think the sheer volume of people that think that this was like just me trying to make a haunted video. Like, that's the thing that angers me when it was like, I can't sleep in my own house. And people think I'm doing it for the sake of it. But at the end of the day, I did end up coming home at 5 a.m. this morning because Elliot was snoring loud. So I did spend a little bit of darkness in the house alone.
How's it?
Nothing happened. But I do shut all of the electricity off for upstairs. So, but yeah, we're yet to have any more paranormal activity.
Yep.
But with that said, obviously I tried to go through questions that you guys have sent in this week because I like want to get it back to that, you know, where you guys send in questions and we answer them. But they're all very similar. Like, as in, they're ones that we've done before, whether it be someone saying, oh, I've been in lockdown, I really want to fuck my dog, or shag my cousin, or like, you know, snog my dad.
There's a lot of dad stuff coming.
No, but you know what I mean? And it's just like, boys, we can't repeat the same sort of stuff.
Yeah, I get you.
So this is basically me saying, boys and girls, well, men and women now, we're all grown, and other.
Yeah. Non-binaries and that.
Non-binaries and co.
I'm not taking the piss.
No one said you.
I feel like I'm taking the piss.
No.
Okay, basically, we need some sort of regeneration of questions.
Yeah, because this is the thing. People, it's gone down two routes. People, we talk about something and then people seem to think that's all we want to talk about.
Yeah.
Or it's getting to the point where people are just sending us blatant bullshit.
Yeah,
now.
Like making them up. But as in like, yeah. There's only so much stuff that can happen realistically, and that's where you know some people go, waffling was better at this point, but that's because like think when we are consistent and we're uploading every week, we have to keep, you know, we have to find topics from somewhere. So I've decided to delve into my phone find a few things.
This is gonna be weirder than anything that anyone sends in anyway.
Joe's phone.
Yeah. So basically, I definitely have mentioned this before, but obviously the topic of what we used to post on social media and just, it was okay.
Yeah.
You've definitely both put some very questionable stuff, right?
100%.
Like borderline, no, I can't say. I actually can't say. That's how bad it is. But I found a few screenshots on my phone.
Oh, God.
And obviously, Tom, you're going to whip these up. 3, 2, 1. Now, sew up for a blowjob.
Oh, you've...
Okay. I've shown you that one before, haven't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, when is this? Like, confirm
so that
the
is
date
in
for the listeners.
2011. So that's me in year 11.
Year 11, yeah.
Year 11, just put, like, sew up for a blozzer.
And he just never
at, like, 1:30 a.m.
Oh, no. It's like those emails we get, you know, and like, oh, yeah.
And you're a virgin at this point
as
well.
Oh, well, this is my next point. My next tweet is, well, this is on, the month before at 6 p.m., so I'm probably at dinner with the parents. And it goes, can someone please fuck me? I hate being a virgin. What?
But
what
if someone was going to reply, just like, yeah, mate, I'll do it.
Who the fuck tweets that?
Yeah. So I physically put that out on Twitter and
to
just thought, that, yeah, thought that was fun. And we've all seen this one.
Me.
Crap. My mum's taken her iPad back from my room. It's just got a load of porn open on it. Hashtag busted. That used to happen frequently.
Actual dork.
Yeah, no. But it's in like the fact that
why
I would go
you close
to...
close it?
Because you know like when it would be, like obviously you'd finish and then you sort of like fall asleep.
No.
Anyone gets that? Like if you were to finish, whether it be sex or through like turbo wanks, then you instantaneously get well tired afterwards. Does this happen with girls? Like if you climax, is it instantly like good night? And that's why if you spunked all on yourself, you just roll over and go to sleep because I'm too tired, mate. Like, I don't want to get up.
You're never going to be able to justify that.
Oh,
wait, have you boys ever fallen asleep during sex?
You have?
No, I haven't.
Oh, no.
I definitely
have any of you guys?
I was speaking to one of my boys and he had
a boy.
What the fuck is this boy?
Yeah, who's this boy, mate?
Well, it's just
you're like
he, with his ex-girlfriend... They like went back home after a night out and were shagging, and she was just on top of him, and he fell asleep.
Yeah, but is that because it wasn't that good, or just he was fucked?
I think he was fucked.
Yeah, but even
well, probably actually, Tom, can you bleep his name just in case his ex girlfriend okay. watches?
The disrespect on
well,
that
is
looks
like,
down.
Like
he's
how,
just asleep.
If you were, because oh, it gets a bit weird because if you're sleeping with your girlfriend,
yeah,
and she fell asleep. Isn't that then?
Oh yeah, is it instantaneously not consensual?
What
do you know what
well,
I mean?
That's a weird one.
Well, it is a bit of a weird one. If they fall asleep mid, but you
surely
know
you would stop.
You would stop. I mean, yeah, you would definitely.
Don't
you
just
think,
carry on.
You wouldn't if you've consciously seen that. Shut up, buddy. But this goes on to my next screenshot.
Yeah.
Also posted in
2011. God.
At 10 p.m.
What
the joy of teen sex.
You're virgin.
And you're still a virgin.
Yeah, why am I putting that?
I think you were... That was for your stage when you probably thought, like, I have to portray me
no,
being
you
cool.
Were, you were a bit fucking strange at school, weren't you?
What do you mean strange? Well, I was just like I am now, except now I tell thousands of people about it.
Like, very... Like, you're a horny, like, Wait, teenager.
See? Well, you were closer to him than I was.
Yeah,
you?
No.
No, I thought... You know, like, the frequent thing that people say, oh, like a horny teenager, like when you first start going through puberty and getting these feelings and emotions, hasn't really left.
Yeah, no, you're 25.
But it's quality, like it's really good. But as in...
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, so you just... Yeah,
it's like your hunger to play football and watch Star Wars is what I have but for, like, my sex. Girlfriend. Oh.
Oh yeah, no, your girlfriend, not sex.
Will I do an episode of this series without mentioning my girlfriend? I don't know, but this next screenshot, right? Will N.E., when he was a fan. Yeah.
Really?
So I've got this screenshot on my phone, not realising that it was Will N.E., and it was just a screenshot that I was going to use for, like, a video.
No.
But it's Will N.E., yeah.
Wait, seriously?
Will N.E. And the tweet is...
What year? What?
This year is 2015.
Okay.
This was when he was a fan. Yeah, just random screenshot.
Just to be Will.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Mental. So it's, why when you search for Joe Weller on here is one of the suggestions, is Joe Weller drugs? And then he's added to it, Joe Hart Ket.
Well, he's not wrong.
He knew from the beginning.
No, I don't really rate Ket.
Right.
Oh, okay. Only 10 minutes in.
only 10 minutes in. Only
That is weird though. Why did that come up? Because you've not been like known for being like a druggy YouTuber. Like there is like Rotashort is actually known as like a
God, no, it's been a libel.
What really? I swear that's like
no YouTuber is known for any drugs.
I swear that is a well known
definitely not Theo last night.
What? No.
I swear it's a well known thing.
No, obviously it's a meme in
yeah, videos, yeah. No, that's
it's
what
absolutely
I mean.
Incorrect.
No, but that's what I mean. I mean it's a well known like
Stephen
thing
tries.
As it is a meme.
Jokes about drugs. That doesn't mean he does them loads.
Yeah, but yeah, doesn't he call his fans steetards?
Yeah, but that's good. Like we should call them the briefcase mongers. Like as in, that would be sick if we called ours that.
So each week it's just us pushing the barrier out a little bit.
Well,
further.
Yeah, and then the next tweet. This is fucked, right? So this is that film that we did. Basically, we made a short film, me and Luke, called Exposed, and it's me going at KSI Olajide BT. Please retweet this. I'm begging, praying. Otherwise, Heskey's promised to me. Ha, 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 or whatever. No, ah.
Like you're scared.
Oh, please do it. No, but like, yeah, that's me trying to promote my short film.
Is this before or after he liked that video?
Oh, no, but that's where the concept of that's making before. How to be KSI came about. Because
really?
I was like, if I can get this guy who's huge to share my video, well, then I'm fucking, like, this is sick. So at first, that didn't work. Like, terrifying.
I wonder
like,
why that didn't work.
Heskey, yeah.
That was his thing. That was KSI's thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Heskey. Wait, do you know what the madness thing is? Is that from our point of view now, that's like, people do tweet that to us, and we're like, that's a really weird thing to tweet.
Yeah.
Like, that's never going to work. Wow. You did exactly the same yeah, 5 years ago. And you thought in your head at that time...
It did work.
No, obviously that
okay,
did
not this particular
but
one
in,
didn't
in
work.
In his head at that time, he thought, yeah, he's obviously going to retweet it. Like, it's no doubt about
well, I'm
it.
Like, if he clicks on this video, he's going to think it's that no. short film... He's going to think
thing.
It's so good yeah. that he's going to want to share it, but obviously he doesn't give a fuck.
Why would he with that
I had
tweet?
A leading role in that as well.
I know. And it got played at school.
Yeah,
now, this is another thing.
In assembly.
Yeah, because you got it played... Basically, there's a scene at the end of that film where you come right up close to my face and I'm acting dead.
Tom, pull it up right now. And this is the scene.
I look fucking awful. And I remember like being told it was going to be played in assembly. And
is this the scene where he's like on the floor and he's like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he refused. Didn't you refuse to come to assembly?
Yeah, I just dipped on the way to assembly.
He just ran off.
That's classic.
Yeah,
Luke
but yeah,
Martin,
but then I was like, oh, how did it go? It's like everyone pissed themselves.
Yeah, but
it's was like,
funny.
Brilliant.
That is classic Luke Martin.
But that's the thing. Like my short films that I'd make at school used to get played in assembly. Luke that's fun. Quite cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Like
yeah, you're a bit of a superstar at school as well.
Obviously, one of many superstars at that school.
You were honestly a nobody.
And you've come from nothing, and now look at you.
No, this is footballer of the year.
Yeah, now, behind me. I never won anything to do with football, even though I was the goal-scoring genius.
In primary school.
No, bollocks. I was actually good. But anyways, now, guys, quick sponsorship message. Now, as things are starting to reopen and you, my friend, male friends, are going to be interacting with girls, boys, others, right? Your bush down below needs taming. Okay, and our friends at Manscaped, of course, they're giving you 20% off the greatest bollock razor to ever exist. Not only that, it comes with, well, if you order it, you could get a whole entire grooming kit, Bull Reviver,
mate,
like deodorant for your cock. Yes. It's ideal.
Take we it all, on a night out.
Yeah, like
blocks.
You can literally, it's a little small thing, take it on a night out. If you know you're getting some, fucking sort yourself out. No one wants to have a smelly, cheesy knob. No one does, mate. Like, let's be real here. So, obviously the device, it's basically designed to not cut your bollocks or, yep. you know, area. As well, it has a light on it. It's waterproof. The Lawnmower 3.0 is what it's called, and it's
incredible.
Yeah,
I used it 2 days ago, and I've never felt so fresh in my life.
I've used it. I'm not gonna lie, I've used it on my chest, and it doesn't make you nervous around your nipples.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Zero nerves. So if you want 20% off and free shipping, go to manscaped.com/waffling. That's manscaped.com/waffling. Go on, Luke. My camera's just died.
Waffling.com/waffling.
Waffling.com.
Is it not?
No, manscaped.com/waffling. Anyways, back on with the show. On the topic of what we've done recently, and people have continued to send in lookalikes for us. So apologies, listeners, but this is a quick one. Now, one that I found back in the day, now this is fucking accurate, right? This is Luke Martin. Get it up right now, Tom. Isn't it?
That's so offensive.
No, that is me. Look down the lens now. Look, you do a little smile like that. Do a smile like that. No, does look like Luke, doesn't it?
Why are you laughing? It doesn't look like me.
Wait. No, it doesn't.
Do you know what I mean? Put it against that photo.
Wait, that is such a punchable face.
Wait, can I just say,
all those prom photos are so bad. I didn't know how to smile.
It's just like, what is it?
But I'm feeling like, I did not know how to smile.
It's as bad as your yearbook. What are you, inept? Like,
any photos that my parents had of me from like the age of, I don't know, like 8 to 16, I don't know how to smile. Most of them, I'm just there, just like.
No, you do the eyebrow things like
that. That's sort of annoying. Like I'm sad. Thing.
But this as well, we've had someone else say that they feel like they look like Theo. Like they've sent themselves in.
Brilliant. No, go on.
No, but he actually does. But you with hair, it's like a better looking. No, I didn't mean that.
Me with hair.
No, you've got hair now, mate. Everyone always says how good you look.
Don't fucking touch it, mate. People say nowadays,
"Oh, Theo looks so good." Oh, yeah, and then true. You've got the likes of Chris MD saying that Joe looks really fat now.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Apparently, Chris MD has said that I'm looking a bit fat in the face, according to Theo.
No, well,
no, and it's actually getting to me, boys. Like, because my lifestyle has actually contributed to this.
Everyone's thinking it. But the worst thing is that just because you're looking a bit potent in the face. Like
potent?
You're still, well, podgy, you know, puffy. But you've still got the arms.
I've got the skills. Like, I could probably steal any one of your boyfriends.
Okay, there is the thing again. Boyfriends.
Yeah.
You have done the groundwork for like 3 years, so you can afford this. Yeah. Will you ever lose that, like,
I was gonna say
annoying
this...
bite? Like, it's just like...
This is the thing. The reason people are saying you look fat is because typically, like you're lean and cut, and everyone knows you as like
good looking,
as like ripped. But as soon as you, don't want to say let yourself go, but as soon as you do sort of go on that downward slope a little bit, it's not hard for people to notice that you're perhaps not
obviously
in
wearing
quite as
like
good shape.
Wearing like spunky t-shirts probably doesn't help.
I just think people find a way. They like attacking me. Bringing me down.
Well, you think you're a victim?
Basically, right, where I'm quite cocky, it's like nice to bring me back down to earth, I think. Isn't it? It's nice when Theo gets one up on Weller, it's like, yes!
No, and then they're like, Theo, can you stop bullying Joe?
Yeah, please? Then it gets to a point where you get
and
carried
like,
away.
Oh, well, not bullying, am I?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, off the cameras as well, you get bullied the most.
Oh, mate, people don't understand. Like, I get the biggest stick from anyone.
Yeah, but that's because you say, like, oh, I got a parking fine. Don't care, I'm rich.
Yeah, earlier, you said, my mum was telling me that we could fight a parking fine. I just said, fuck it, I'm too rich to care.
Oh, boom!
Obviously not.
We need to humbleise you.
Slice of humble pie.
Because Weller's gone broke, so he's had that.
I'm not. Oh no, before.
No, you've been broke.
Not anymore. No. No. But yeah, like I've had that humbling of like not being able to afford anything.
I am
look
constantly
at me now.
Living on the edge.
I'm actually a broke.
Thriving.
Look at me. Spent all his money on donuts.
Oh, it's hellacious. What do you want?
I live by the life of like, if I don't work or continue, I'm just going to go bankrupt every month.
Yeah.
Like, I'd have that mindset that I'm done for every month.
Yeah, but it's good to have a work ethic where you think, well, like, I know I've got money, but that, like, less. You haven't got multi-million pounds in the bank.
No, like
you need to continue working because at some point that money would dry up.
I think
if
that
you
just
did
comes
stop.
With being self-employed, doesn't it? For anyone.
In this climate, mate. I mean, we're fucking fortunate that we can still do our job from home. But mate, the amount of people that have like fucking actual been through like. Not being able to feed their kids.
Even, not even the people that, like, if you get furloughed, that's a blessing. Like, people that are self-employed.
Yeah, but also, we've got friends that have been sacked from multiple jobs during this whole period where they could have just been furloughed by the company.
Yeah, it's fucked.
And you think, like, shit like that is, like, it's just evil, really, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, do you want to know who has got a job? Yeah. This person on an advert that I'm like, surely this company have done this on purpose. Right.
Can make a difference.
I'm searching for a job right now.
That breaks down barriers. I think it's just about being happy.
I found my job.
Look what they've put this guy's name as. Jake Paul.
Really? Jake Paul, that's the graphic designer. Jake Paul.
They've put Jake. Now, is there someone at LinkedIn that's gone, yes. Right, I'm going to have a laugh here and call this geezer Jake Paul?
100%.
Really?
And now look what's happening.
What?
They did that, and who's talking about it on a podcast?
Now I'm talking about the LinkedIn advert on our podcast,
that's a move. That is a golden move. That
now we can put Jake Paul in the title.
Now we can put Jake Paul becomes a graphics designer for Waffling.
Banging.
Imagine that, Jake Paul is our graphics designer.
Just banging. Do the thumbnails.
Horrendous. But we've got loads of different content here. Basically, on the topic of lookalikes, you know our good friend, the burnt chip, Josh?
Yeah.
Tom, get a photo up of him now.
Young chip.
Well, he's been found on Tinder.
Oh, God.
Wait, is that just a bit like him?
Surely
that's so mean.
Wait, mate. Send that to him now, and we might get his response during the podcast.
Mate, that is jokes. Oh, that is jokes.
Yeah, that's him like a few years ago.
Yeah. Well, when I hung out with him,
he gave me the time of day.
quite funny that, wasn't it?
He's actually had like Tinder profiles made. Of him that use his pictures that have been verified as well.
Fuck, have you had that?
Nah.
Why?
Because no one's going to use his
picture. Why is no one going to use Theo? Now that's fucking rude.
What the fuck is this guy?
That's rude. I would use yours.
Yeah, damn right you would.
I would. But yeah, Tinder. I uninstalled it ages ago. As in, when I first started, no, because some people like have Tinder as an app just still on their phone, even when they're like in a relationship.
Bit weird.
Like they don't uninstall. They're like, I don't want to delete any photos. I don't want to or like change anything. But I was like, mate, I don't want this on my phone.
Because you're so in love.
It is, isn't it?
You say something there, right? What is your opinion on keeping old photos? So obviously, you used to have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And multiple. Like you have memories.
Yeah.
Do you think it's weird to keep photos to like look back at and remember? Because I remember, like, I had a memory box of like that just had things in throughout the years. It could be related to anything, but just things that maybe I was thinking when I'm 40, 50, 60, 70, I'd want to look back at and remember. But then some of those things involve like an ex-girlfriend back from when I was like 16, and then when I was 18 and got my new girlfriend, like. She got a bit weird about it, but like I think it'd be very different now growing up. But like, so I got rid of that stuff because I didn't want to like wind her up. But
now?
But I don't know whether it's regret. But I just think like I don't think there's anything bad in that because I only wanted to keep it as like a sort of like a milestone in my
life.
It's
like a building block of your.
At the end of the day, it's a memory in your life.
Yeah.
Like realistically, I think keeping photos. Of previous partners is fine. The dodgy topic is if you've still got nudes on your phone of them.
Yeah, obviously that is.
Do you know what I mean? Like, which I'd say that's a get rid, but I think there's a lot of people that go like, well, no.
A lot of people probably would. Even normal photos, it depends how you ended the relationship. Because if you've ended on a really sour note in like a fit of rage, you might just, oh, deleting all these, and you might regret it in like a few months or so.
I think if just like general photos of you two, I think if the other person's getting weird about it, that's saying a bit, I think, more about them. Like, what you're insecure about. Trust. A time in the past that doesn't exist anymore, probably didn't know you then, or like we weren't, you know, so it's sort of like, it's part of my life.
I can understand the other side of it, because it's like, why are you keeping those? Like, do you wish you were still in that?
Yeah, like I could see both sides of it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like, imagine if on your Instagram as well, are you meant to go through and delete any photos of them on?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I wouldn't think about that. I think that would portray very small dick energy if I went, oh yeah, can you delete this, delete that? I'm like, mate, I'm confident in us. Well, I should feel confident in us and how you feel about me. That like a photo from the past or whatever. Well, that's not significant to us right now.
If you didn't go through that, you wouldn't be here now.
That is almost the beauty of like Instagram or a smartphone, is that you can literally have your whole life stored in there.
Yeah,
and like, mate, that, literally. Like your whole journey. Like Instagram, think you go back. I mean, I know I haven't got a lot of pictures on Instagram, but I haven't deleted them. I've archived all them, so I still have access to
them. I've never really used that archive function, but so that means it's still on the on your
page. Because I wouldn't want to lose any of those memories. I just didn't want to share them anymore. But yeah, like because that also links back to this sort of Twitter thing where you're looking back at your old tweets, where you're seeing how much of a weirdo you once were, but. Like, you're not that guy anymore. I know we said you are a bit still like a frustrated sexual teenager.
Yeah.
But it's why you see, like, celebrities having to apologise for things that they said.
In the past.
When they were, like, 12 and 30. Yeah. Not 12 and 30. When they were, like, 16, 17, 18. And I think, are you apologising for...
But it's not
you
that
were there. It doesn't mean that's who you are.
People want to come and they want to find something on you so they can bring you down. That's what they want to do. They want to tear down anyone that is successful.
Yeah, that's so odd, isn't it? How people do that, as in like...
They go physically searching for shit, especially on Twitter. Like, how hard is it to find a tweet from like 10 years ago?
Well, I mean, if you type in like at Theo Baker and at like Briefcase Mong, like and see if you've literally written something like that in a tweet before.
They just to go actively looking for like a Sun headline, like fuck off.
Yeah, but like it happens. Weird. I mean, and that's like... We think certain YouTubers weren't able to be touched, really, because of the things that... Think what was socially acceptable on YouTube back in the day. Like, racist banter, homophobic banter, banter. But, like, is that line between, like, mate, back then, was it that, like, we all were able to take a joke more? Or was it that, like, people were just able to be more offensive because the social media thing was still quite new and the concept of, like... the consequences of our actions wasn't really realised as much.
Yeah, I think it's the latter.
Social media's definitely softened everyone. About this new generation growing up are completely soft. They don't know... Like, it's true, they don't know how to...
No, I agree.
Like, everything has to be PG. It's all written in the lines. And I think you're slowly starting to see it come out the other side now. I think we're popping the bubble a little bit, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is like, as well, people on social media, they don't realise that... the consequences of saying certain things, i.e. chatting shit and not getting smacked in the face for saying it.
Yes.
i.e. like people can give hate and say all sorts, be racist, be this, that and the other, and not get sparked clean out and taught a serious lesson about it. But it's true, because that's what would happen before.
No, that is a thing, because obviously this week or the week just gone, what, Prince Philip died.
Yeah.
And there was so much, like... This is my point. I think social media has allowed people to just forget about respect. Because I think at the end of the day, whatever your views were on this person, I mean, it is someone's husband, someone's granddad, someone's dad.
He's just a human.
Oh, but they're rich and royal, so therefore it doesn't count.
Yeah, and then
they're a YouTuber, it doesn't count.
Not real
they're
person.
A footballer, it doesn't count. I can be racist to them or whatever. Mm. It's just, you know what I mean? It's like, it's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, mate, I just think it's that. I think people have now discovered that, well, we're online, we don't need to show respect. Like, because what's going to happen to me?
Yeah, and there's no consequences.
Nothing is going to happen to you. Be as disrespectful, because nothing is going to happen to you.
That it's so hard to police as well. Like, it'd be impossible to police, like, Twitter. But they have to start doing stuff about it. They can't just keep letting it slide.
So true. Just like how we talk about everything on here, don't really get cancelled. Like, I tried DMT.
Shit.
Yeah, I don't actually know what DMT is.
I just know ayahuasca. Ayahuasca, like Joe Rogan bangs on about it.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes you see in 8K. Basically, like, yeah, that's it was a bit
clarity.
It almost just like was a ultimate thing of similar to mushrooms, but in like just over the last 15 minutes of, oh my God, it's like we've just been clean slate. It's like we've just been put on this earth and you just are able to observe everything with like a, oh my God. Like nothing's deep, nothing's that deep at all. So it's just quite funny. It's like with three blokes in a room chatting shit.
In 8K.
But it's quite interesting. Anyways.
Did you only do it once? For like once 15 minutes?
Yeah.
But you talk about us being cancelled. I think there is also, I don't actually think like any of us are ever disrespectful. I don't think we're ever like ignorant or like bigoted. We're always, we like give our opinions, but we're always, I think we always try and like counterbalance it, yeah, and at least 100%. Be like, look, you might not agree with this, but just anyone can message us and give their opinion back, and I think we're always willing to listen.
Well, yeah, 100% as well. I think something that we used to do a little bit as well is like where we are very open is I just almost like talk about other people. I used to fucking get myself in awful situations. I used to get in situations where I drop people in it. Now, if you ever had someone come to you and be like, what the fuck, why did you say that about me on the podcast, like your girlfriends, your parents, like you, they have.
Oh, yeah.
Do you not remember? I messaged you boys being like, is it all right if we, I mean, the episode had been out for ages, but I said, is it all right
you
if we,
you took it down, didn't you?
Yeah, if we
took,
like,
we took down a whole episode. Yeah. Why?
Well, I can't say it. Because,
oh shit. Oh yeah.
But I said something about someone that they didn't like. And granted, I understood why they didn't like it. I didn't think it wasn't like actually anything malicious, but yeah, with hindsight, I shouldn't have said it, that is the problem we have on this.
Well, you've had to take down loads of main channel videos, I swear.
Oh well, yeah, but that's due to like actual.
What happened with Harley at school? We can talk about it now because he'll be all right with that.
Yeah, so I had a song called "I'm a Wangster," not about my cock.
Oh my God, yeah, with
right, it means MC wannabe Wednesday. Gangster. It was well jokes, mate. Like as in, it was just
with Harley.
It was me and Harley. Can you say Harley? Harley.
Yeah, I don't.
Carly.
Carly.
He won't care.
Hopefully he won't care. Basically, me and my mate, I wrote this whole song. It was like, wannabe gangsters. I'm a wangster. What? I'm a gangster wannabe. I don't hang with the G's. I just run with the C's.
Re-release it, mate.
No, there's no other. It's Marvin and Trevor. I don't know.
Banger.
But it was a copy of Niga Higa's song, I'm a Chingster.
Say that.
You have to say that sentence really carefully.
Yeah, I was sort of like, well, I'm just quoting, but that's the name of this song.
That is the name of the song.
But, yeah. Like, I'm an Asian a gangster wannabe was his song.
Because he was your idol growing up, I suppose.
Yeah. Like, he was one of my, as a lot of YouTubers as idols. But anyways, I made this song. Harley got his mum to contact the school to get me to take it down.
Wait, what?
Because apparently it was really getting to him. But then it was like, at that point, I was like, mate, it's jokes, but I didn't really think about how it might be affecting
him. It's because he moved school. And when he went to the new school, apparently everyone was just ripping him for it.
Wonder why that was.
Yeah, but it's jokes. But then again, yeah, like everyone reacts differently. Fair enough, maybe he did actually get sad about it. But I mean, oh, mate, I wish I still had that video so I could put it out.
Oh, did you not private it? You deleted it.
Mate, deleted it?
What?
Oh, stupid.
This was like back in 2010
as
well. You could
still private videos.
Could you? Were you on YouTube?
Yeah, I was doing YouTube. I was doing my Call of Duty videos.
Well, yeah, we go. Oi, are you lot like looking after yourself? Like, I'm starting like listeners and viewers right now because I've had a bit of an epiphany this week, and I just feel like I've actually like become a fucking
slob
mess. Like, look at me, guys. Now, this isn't me like being a victim or anything.
You in your camera?
Anything like this isn't me like playing the victim or anything, but. Obviously, every time you go to, like, the supermarket, you just see people buying alcohol, getting... I think a lot of people are just turning to alcohol and drugs. I'm not. Alcohol, yeah, but we've been having our parties. But I just, like, mate, it's mental how it affects you, isn't it?
Yeah, no, you
I feel like I feel like a piece of shit.
Yeah, but you also didn't realise how many calories there was.
Boys, did you know this, right? That apparently, in apart from fat, which I don't think how many calories is in fat... Alcohol is the next highest, like, calorie-dense thing you can consume. Like, in a shot of vodka, it's, like, 90 calories. Like, you're seeing... Like, you go on a night out, Yeah, mate, I thought it was zero. I thought like a Diet Coke and vodka was like 0 calories. I thought it was zero, mate.
Wait, how much is a beer then?
Oh, fucking loads, mate.
Oh, you yeah, a pint of beer is like 180 calories.
Mate, I was drinking pints upon pints upon pints.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and I was just like, shit. And it's mental because like, it used to be the element of just looking good that I felt was good from the gym and being healthy and what I eat. But it's actually just like feeling waking good up in the morning and feeling like crap is awful. How have you guys been looking after yourself? Because in the summer lockdown last time, it was like everyone was on it, health and fitness. But in the winter, it's like everyone, I feel, has just become a...
The vitamin D, the sunshine, you want to go out. You don't want to be stuck inside sweating. Well, that's what it was, wasn't it? You were just stuck inside sweating.
This
you
lockdown was rough as well. It was. The weather was horrible.
Yeah.
Like, we've not had good weather the whole lockdown. It was just quite a depressing lockdown, like in general.
Like, I really am into my fitness at the moment. But, like, this morning I woke up, I did feel like a piece of shit.
Why? Oh, because you went out last night.
Yeah, and it's just like, I don't go out that often. Once a week, maybe, max, after lockdown. But I just, like, I'd rather just go out and do a 3-hour cycle.
Mate, no, but that's insane. Like, as in, I get more out of, like, I've realised, I get more out of, say, if we went and did something like that, like, we're playing football after this, when we go and do that and play it, I'm going to feel 10 times better than, so, like, okay, yeah, in the moment, when you feel yourself, you know, the bev's kicking in and you're having a laugh, it's great, but it's a very short window of enjoyment compared to, like...
Regret the next day.
Yeah, it's almost like, yeah, the regret or the just feeling crap and dingy and shitty, it almost isn't... It's not worth it, but I really lack being able to do things in moderation.
Yeah, it's either not doing it or we're fucking going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Even like waffling last summer. Tom, I overlay some clips now. Like, as you can see, there's a glow to me. I was like, you know, I was an athlete, essentially. I was training for hours every day. Like, I was in like proper peak fitness condition.
Yeah.
And it's just like, then you look back and you see how I am right now. And it's like, oh.
You know, we always called him like Fat Weller from Miami or LA.
LA Weller.
I looked at like some videos from me from Hawaii, which was just before that LA trip. Vile. Like actual, like potently.
It's not vile.
No.
Being overweight is not vile.
I saw myself as just like, that's not who I am.
Yeah, it's not a representation of who you actually are.
I really wasn't happy when I looked back at that.
Yeah.
It was not nice.
Yeah, no, I feel you on
and
that.
And now I'm so upset. Like, I wish I could. All I want to do is triathlons and shit. Like, I love that. Well, going to be a triathlon.
That is, eat. It is well easy to wake up the next day after drinking and be like, I want to fucking change my life. Yeah. Like, I'm going to do this, that, this and everything. And then it comes
literally
to
what's happened.
Saturday night, it's going to hit like 5 o'clock and you're going to be like, just go to the fucking pub.
True.
And because that's the way it is.
No, that's not for me. Like, I wouldn't openly just like, Friday night, should just go to the pub. Like, I wouldn't instigate it. If someone said, oh yeah, I'm in a pub.
I get Saturday night fever.
Saturday night fever, yeah.
Mate, I get it.
Really? Yeah, yeah. Well, when it's like Friday night, and even when it's Wednesday, it's midweek Friday, and you know, Thursday is like midweek Saturday.
What the fuck?
Monday was day off of the weekend, so it's a party night.
By Tuesday, waffling.
Waffling with the boys. Well, after we've wrapped, that's the thing, mate. After we've done waffling and done well, I'll often indulge in food as like a celebratory thing.
We do normally get a Domino's as well.
Oh, mate, it's awful. It's awful.
Yeah, no, awful. Yeah.
So, go on.
Do you know what I do after every football match now?
What, cry?
He's going to get onto it.
I just have a fat Domino's and it's a best. And do you know what I tell myself? I'm like, I need to replenish the salts.
The salts? It's the salt.
Replenish just the salts and
get
the calories.
A fucking Powerade or something then.
Wait, but on that point, mate. So, guys, I mean, I don't know if he minds me saying this, but Theo, often after his football matches on the weekend, will send in a voice note to the boys. Win or lose, he's crying. Now, often you are crying, and I'm like, Theo, I want to sort of speak about this. Like, this week, you were crying. Like, you did cry. I'll play the voice note.
No, okay, we'll play.
But basically, yeah.
At the end, my voice note.
Yeah, like, what is going on, buddy?
Well, oh, shit.
You're going to cry now?
No, I'm not. Don't.
You can if you want.
No, because I can feel it coming on. Can you not
just do it?
Shut the fuck up.
It's good to express.
No, I've really, really nailed the holding down the emotions. Wait,
express your emotions. No, it's good to let it out.
I've actually realised that the best thing for me is just to push it to the back.
Just before we go into this. Before we go into this, I've got one thing, right?
Only because this
depends on mine and Joe's reaction, right?
What do you mean depends?
Okay. We got an email from a viewer, and it is all related. Don't worry, I'm not going.
I will
up
touch
on it
in a minute after this, obviously.
Says Joe and Luke are bad friends.
Fuck off.
Allow me to carry on.
Okay.
Hi. Recently, I've realised how shit Joe and Luke are. Really shit mates. Okay, he's saying we're shit mates. When Joe opens up about his mental health, Theo and Luke are supportive, hear him out and try and give advice. When Theo opens up, Joe and Luke take the piss. Whether it's subtle or obvious, they always find a way to embarrass Theo.
Theo, what do you think about this?
I never even thought about that.
No, but now you are now you are thinking about it. Do you think it's accurate?
No, because my whole life, if I ever talk about injuries, it's just classic Theo.
No, it is true. Like, in other areas, me and Luke set ourselves up for laughing at. Like, yeah. I'll come out with things that make me look stupid, and the boys capitalize on it. But it is funny. And I get the vibe that say, like, if we do banter you about injuries or something, that you do see how the funny element. But I am
the first one to take the piss out of myself.
Yeah,
the first one.
Yeah,
it's always the injuries.
Well, so,
no,
so,
people don't know. Like, I get the injury banner. Trust me, I get it. But it also, at the same time, it is actually like...
It's like the fat banner. Like, I get it. It's funny.
But at the same time... Also,
I do cry myself to sleep. I actually do. So what is the crack? What was going on this week?
Yeah, it's just a bit of a low week, wasn't it? You know, I really suck at talking about, like, feelings, don't
you,
I?
You won, but you did win. Mate, both your football games.
We came away with, like, 9 points, mate.
Wait, you played multiple games in one day?
Double headers, yeah.
Really? Is that legal?
We just won them all.
You won them all?
I scored free kicks, I scored everything, I scored headers, basically top of the game.
So on paper, you should be feeling on top of the world.
Yeah, but obviously I'm due to have this surgery this summer.
Yeah.
Surgery for what?
My hips. Okay, and because of these hips, I get this groin pain, which is all attached.
Yeah.
Because of this, it just means that my groins are very weak. Mm-hmm. They are very prone to tearing. Mm. So a week and a half ago... groin tour, so I'm playing all my matches like basically like put together like a robot. I'm like strapped up, everything. I just got torn groins playing, and then at the weekend I rolled my ankle, and obviously the tears came because it really hurt. And then I was like, it's just one thing after another, it just never ever ends. And it's just like, I should retire.
You should retire.
That's when I sent you that voice note in my head. I was like, I'm done. I actually am. Boys, I'm not even taking a piss. Like, my body's so fucked. If it wasn't for, like, garden and, like, my job, I would just stop playing football.
Garden, that's Theo's football team, yeah. Garden
FC. I would completely retire. Like, my body's... I'm, like, 25.
Is there a risk that this could have long-term damage if you continue?
Of course, yeah. They were like... I was meant to get an injection this week. They're like, we can't inject your groin because it's torn. That's the cortisone will just make it worse.
Yeah.
So I can't get it. And then just start on top of that, just roll my ankle.
Yeah, and like it's just something.
People on the sidelines are just laughing at me. I'm just in tears. Like, they don't understand. Like, it's not just rolling an ankle. It's not just the pain. It's the fact that every fucking week, it's just the same.
Yeah, it's like of all like, things, mate, like your muscles go in and then you roll your ankle.
Give me a fucking break. You know what I mean? I can't do anything right. And I'm just at the top of my game. Boys, I scored a free kick. I scored a header.
Should we roll your bazinga goal?
Yeah, I'm ruining people left, right, and centre.
Yeah, overlay some of Theo playing good football.
I haven't played a football match in like without a torn groin for about 3 years.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
Is there not
4 or 5 months of rehab? But,
yeah, no, nothing. All right, nothing. Fair enough. I was going to say, like, can you just take a year off football and actually.
That's why I'm getting the surgery, because it's actually like a bone problem. I've got these cam impingements in my head.
Is this anything to do with nutrition?
See, we take the piss out of my diet and stuff, but I actually have a good diet. I eat well. I have a lot of protein. I eat well.
Vegetables.
I eat loads of vegetables. I eat peppers now.
And wow.
And mushrooms.
And mushrooms.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's just the being a football YouTuber just fucked me. And when, as a kid, I always tore my groin, tore everything.
Really? As a kid? When you're meant to be like flexible?
Mate, I tore my sartorius twice.
Shit.
You don't tear your sartorius. This is impossible.
Really?
I tore it twice.
Fuck it, brother.
Yeah. So my broski bro, I was just had enough. I was going to retire from football. I really will.
Can you not just, like, did you play the full game?
No. We're managing my minutes now.
Oh, yeah. No, I was going to say, like, is there no way you can sustain it through, like game management?
Yeah, well, obviously, I've got all these straps and stuff. Like, I'm basically, like, held together by plaster. eat every game. Like, if I wasn't doing this, I would just stop playing football and just play, like, five-side every now and again. Not even taking a piss.
But that's not what you want to do.
No, because I can't. But also, at the same time, I would happily just stop playing football and just focus on, like, triathlons and stuff.
Wait, is any, surely it's any sport?
No.
Why is it running, just football that fucks you up?
It's kicking.
Yeah, well, it's kicking. And as well, it's a lot of angles in and challenging for the ball. Like
when I rolled my ankle, like, I literally turned.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you can see, have you seen it?
No. But is it, overlay it now, Tom. Yeah. Like, look, this is Theo rolling his ankle.
But it's just so pathetic.
So, oh shit, so it's just literally turning, no one challenging really, just turning and boom.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, you may be injury prone, but like an asthmatic person, oh shit, you're asthmatic as well.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm asthmatic as well.
Yeah, I was going to say like
that. Give me a break.
Yeah, I was going to say that, like, you know, there were probably people watching or listening right now that are like, oh shit, I have this thing that makes me feel like how you're saying. But like, so asthmatic people need that pump to, like, literally breathe.
I take my inhaler every morning and night.
Yeah, and it's like they could compare themselves and be like, oh, what? This is literally breathing. I'm not going to take this pump because it's like everyone else can breathe, so I shouldn't. But if that's what you, if that is a benefit to you, then that works for you. Same with, like, antidepressants, for example. Like, some people may be like, what? Needing this for my brain to function. Yeah, but if you operate better with it, like, fucking brilliant. Be like almost grateful that, like, yeah, there's this thing out there that can work. Like, that's definitely how I view it. And I was believing Bruce that sort of gave me those sort of analogies. It was quite good. So, like, look, it's the way you are, mate. As in, it is what it is. At least there's surgeries that can be done.
We'll see if the surgery even helps.
Well, yeah, but like, do what you can to enjoy it. Yeah. But with life, at the end of the day, the game is the game.
The game is the game.
You're gonna, unless you sit there and do nothing, there's gonna be detrimental effects from everything.
But that's what I'm doing now. Like, before, I just like be like all sad and just like, oh, I can't play football. But I'm playing every game on this torn groin. I don't give a fuck. Like, it's just, we're just getting it done. And then I just roll my ankle. It's like, oh, brilliant, nice one, Theo. It's the way God's telling me to stop.
Like, that is fucked, isn't it? Because that's not like one of your muscles giving up. That's just, it happens.
It's just, of course, it happened to you,
yeah.
Classic. I do look at, like, you guys when everyone else playing football, like, you're playing pain-free.
What's that? My knee is still torn.
But, like, when they're playing in our matches, like, they're just running around.
Oh, everyone else is just able to go full pelt and not have that feeling in the back of their mind of, oh, I'm broken.
Literally, that is it. I am actually broken.
Yeah. There are people that get that in almost other areas, like social situations. Yeah. Like, there'll be a party, and there may be some listeners or viewers watching right now that go, when I go into that party, that room, I feel like I'm the only one that is not comfortable here, that feels like nervous, self-conscious, not feeling like I fit in. And really, like, I've had that feeling multiple times. I don't anymore. There may be a point where you don't no longer feel like that, but I think it's easy to feel like you're the broken one. You're the one that's fucked. But I think everyone has their own struggles in some ways. I know that's a bit of a cliche, but yeah, and this just may be what your one is.
Yeah. And you never know. In a couple of years, I may be okay.
Maybe.
But most likely probably not.
I was going to say, well, with like Sunday league football, the good thing about that is you can play it like into your 50s.
I reckon I've got maximum 2 years left.
But that's what I'm saying. If you do actually, I know you've taken a couple of months to do rehab, but if you do actually just stay off it for a proper period of time.
That's the worst thing about it, though, is that, like, for most people with a torn groin, you just wouldn't play. But I put it upon myself that I have no choice but to carry on. It's a similar scenario to, like, Steven Gerrard. He played his last season on epidurals every game.
Yeah, a lot of footballers do. Yeah. A lot of footballers just do. Yeah, yeah, Torres. Yeah, Torres. Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Like, you say to them, oh, just rest. It's not an option. Like, that isn't, to most people, that's an option. But for me or to them, it's just not an option.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to do it. You have to get on with it.
Yeah. And that does make sense. And I think, like, yeah, like, people can take, well, some inspiration from that. Obviously, there is an element of, like, danger to it. Yeah, but, like, you're doing what you want to do. I mean, if you want to, you know, metaphorically and literally, you know, go struggle now for the good feelings that you do want. It's like literally like going through pain, but because you want that, it brings you so much joy to do that thing.
And it's the fact that I'm getting surgery literally in a few months. I'm just like, get through this no matter what.
Yeah.
And then
but is there a possibility that you're now going to overplay it And then they're gonna, it's gonna come to the surgery, and they're gonna be like, "Yeah, mate, this is fucked. We can't do anything now. Like, it's got worse."
No, no, but it won't affect. It won't affect. Yeah, it won't affect the actual surgery that I'm getting. But what it can do is lead me to have weaker groins going into the surgery, which means on the other side, it's just gonna be longer recovery. Yeah, but you know, we haven't got the exact date for the surgery, so we can always give it a month.
And I can see what go on.
Yeah,
fuck me up the arse. No, I don't know. No, it's been like, just like, wow. Yeah. Mental.
When you to get me off that off my chest.
Good, though.
I do bottle it up
good
inside.
No, it's good to talk about it. Like,
I bottle it up inside because, like, it is also a bit like, you are a pussy, Theo. So I get it.
Yeah, but then that's like me going, oh, I bottle up feeling depressed because I'm a pussy.
Yeah, that's, like, how, that's how I feel, though.
No, but that's how a lot of people feel. But it, when you hear it from, almost from other, like, we people that go in fear, mate, like, why, you have absolute reason to feel shit about that, but like, you shouldn't be ashamed of it. Obviously there's going to be banter from the boys, but in terms of, like, you know, feeling like you have to bottle it up because otherwise, you know, even talking about it is such like a, you feel like a pussy, you feel like you're not good enough. Nah, like, no, like, even hearing, like, you know, there's probably, after this conversation, when you go home, you'll probably be like, oh, I'm glad I spoke about that, got it off my chest.
Yeah, that's true.
With the boys. And I think, you know, I've had people come to me and be like, oh, look, why would I talk about something negative that's happened to me or that's I've got in my mind, because it's not a good feeling. And no, granted, talking about difficult topics may be difficult, but that is like, that genuinely just bottling up is only going to make amount more pressure overall, in my opinion.
And you talk about, like, you know, us ribbing you for it and stuff. And, like, this guy is saying we're bad friends for it. I think, like, one of those things is, like, laughter is the best medicine. Like,
yeah.
If you're able, we know you can take a joke about it, basically. That's why we would take the piss.
And I'd actually, if you didn't joke about it, I'd be like,
Well, yeah, if we trod on eggshells around you, I think that's almost just sitting there being all polite. Yeah. It's a sign that we're such, like, we're friends from school. Yeah. We've known each other way longer than you guys would have ever known us. Think about that. Probably like double the amount of time, way before YouTube, all of that. We know each other. And it's sort of like, that's how close we are, that we can banter about probably quite touchy subjects. Like, we all banter about each other.
If you can't rip into someone, I don't think you're as tight as you actually think.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
And if you did just sit there right then, when it was quite clearly a serious chat, read the room, and me and Joe did just continue to piss ourselves and take the piss, that is very different. You have to, like, be able to listen to your friends and then be able to, like, have a laugh with them.
Yeah,
take the piss out of them. They'll probably take the piss out of you at some point.
100%.
Yeah. But you got to be able to talk to each other seriously.
Yeah. And, like, you know, you see, especially with lads, certain lads try and take the piss out of each other as a way to sort of, like, put them down to make themselves look better. So it's not like the way in which we do. We take the piss out of each other for a group laugh, almost.
Yeah.
Rather than to be like, I want to try and look better than you, and I want to try and look better than you, like, realistically. But yeah, a lot of lads and girls, just everyone, just have a look at yourself. Why are you doing that? Why are you judging people the way you do? Is it a reflection of yourself? Is there something inside that you're not happy about with you that is meaning you have this opinion and want to take a chance to knock people? Have a look. You know? Why do you want to call me fat?
Well, I think we have an advantage over other people because we get it so often that we've sort of built up a wall. But there are moments where, you know, it does hit a spot. Like a couple weeks ago, some guy just came into my stream and said, go kill yourself. I was like,
right.
Like, I literally for like 2 minutes I didn't say a word. Live. You know when it's just live? Yeah. It's just like, oh shit. Because normally it wouldn't affect me. But that specific comment,
Makes you wonder, like,
2 minutes of just
silence.
What's going through that dickhead's head as well? And like when you're typing that to anyone, like, why are you? But then I guess it also comes back to, we talk about, like, being young and on the internet, you don't understand the potential repercussions your words are going to have. You know, are we then being hypocrites to be like, oh, well, who the fuck does that guy think he is? But then for us to be like, well, when we were young, we used to say stupid things.
Yeah, but to a certain extent, but then if someone says, go kill yourself, like, they haven't been raised.
No. Yeah, but
I get your point.
It is that whole thing of, like, people need to be educated on how to use the internet.
Yeah, it's like where it is, just like, we are, it's the very beginning of it. I feel it's our generation that will be where it's introduced the moderation of social media, because we know how to operate social media. I feel like the older people, like the 50-year-olds right now, wouldn't know how to police social media because they don't actually know what we're all...
We are literally like guinea pigs, essentially.
Yeah, it's basically, yeah. So I think we need to virtually spark them out.
Well, I genuinely think that. I've just had the thought, like, why not just... in the curriculums, put social media as a subject.
Mate, no, there needs to be like...
so on a level, that would...
Yeah, like...
Boris,
but boys, yeah, there needs to be something like that.
I've also called it, right, for anyone to be able to sign up to a site that allows you to communicate or transmit information to other people, you should have to sign up with identification. Official identification.
Yeah.
Because if, for example... like someone was like spewing racial abuse, a criminal offence, well, it's going to be, it's not some anonymous idiot on the internet. It's someone who signed up. Someone who signed up with ID.
What's and, just like, and just that like Tinder. You have to, you know, verify who you are. Why not do it for Twitter?
Yeah, innit?
For why it's the fucking, fixes everything.
Yeah.
Because even if you, what's the age? Like 13 years old, that's how young you have to be. On that, just, well, you have to use your parents' ID to sign up. Then all they're going to do is contact your parents to say you've been a little cunt on the internet.
I swear it's like the easiest system ever. Like, as in, it doesn't take...
Think how many websites you do actually have to use ID for, like you
say. Yeah, literally ID. Like, as in, like when you buy Glastonbury Festival tickets, you have to submit... for that, you have to submit an ID, and they've got all your information. It's like, if every single... And they could do it in a heartbeat. It's like, boom, like now, notification... To continue using this app, you must provide this identification, address, and boom, proof of who you are.
It would disappear. I tell you, it would disappear.
Yeah. If everyone could be, because think in like a lesson at school, like with a supply teacher that they don't know your name.
Yeah.
They don't know you. You feel like you can get away with more. Whereas when it's your teacher that knows you, you don't act up as bad.
Because then also the risk of getting virtually sparked out, as we say, is actually very real, because all of a sudden there are real life consequences to your actions.
Yeah.
Mate, let's start a petition.
Let's start a petition right now. Right, in the comments, there will be a petition to... What?
We want...
to police social media, to get what...
The police warriors are coming.
Oh, not the Facebook police.
If you want to sign up, or you want to remain signed up to a social media platform that allows you to comment on people's things, send strangers messages, tweet your opinions or whatever, you should have to sign up with ID.
Yeah, bang, bang. Just like in order to get into clubs... ID, but people use fake ID. No, I reckon it'd actually be more easier to police people's IDs on social media, because you should have to upload like 5 different photos of you with proof of when they were taken. So, oh no, it gets a bit hard.
But like, I do this thing, signed up to Binance.
Binance?
Yeah, a little crypto world.
Okay.
On the like verification process, you have to like hold your camera and like move your head.
Yeah,
to, like, and do different
things.
Like,
it takes
10 days. Oh yeah, like Face ID. Like literally your Face ID on your phone, how you have to move your skull around.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should literally be it.
And they just match that up to your ID picture.
Yeah.
It's all on the database as well.
Yeah. Like, we need to get that going. What else is there? What else is there to talk about, guys? Flipping, are aliens real? Yes. Boys, they are real.
I was watching a TV show yesterday.
Yeah.
Called House. Do you know it?
No.
He's a doctor. It's a diagnostic. So basically he gets all the weird cases. But he saw a patient, walks into the room, and the guy like pulls out a knife and just shoves it into the a socket.
Yeah.
To electrocute himself to stop his heart.
Yeah.
Because it's basically because he was officially dead for like 97 seconds in a previous accident, and he said it was the best thing he's ever experienced.
This not advertising suicide?
This is it's a TV show.
Also, it's not actually it's fiction.
Obviously, do not
Fuck
do this.
Me. Yes, disclaimer. Jeez.
Yeah, so so he's like, it was the best 97 seconds of my life, and he did it again because he wanted to go back there, because ever since he was just like, life is shit.
That's fucked up.
So like, do you actually think that we go anywhere, or is that just it? Would something like that all be in your brain?
I think you come back. I think there's reincarnation.
I actually grew up thinking that as well.
Because because there's so many evidence facts. Like, I mean, we've spoken about this before, but it's where like people can recite things from their past lives. I feel like there are certain people that you meet that like, you're an old soul. You've been around here a long time. Like my girlfriend and I believe are very old souls. That's why we're like, by the age of 14, I was giving my mum advice about life. I was like, or even younger, as in like, as though it's stuff that I shouldn't know. So a woman's like,
would that mean there's a limited number of souls in the universe?
I don't know. Maybe sometimes get new ones come along. Sometimes some die and they don't come back, or they move on. They move on to another world, another plane. Like, apparently, like it said, the Earth is the plane that you get put into to learn, and then the other ones are full of just enjoyment.
Or is it just?
How does anyone know? Like, you, realistically,
that's the
bad
thing. No one will ever know.
Well, don't they say? There's been people that have died.
Yeah.
Like momentarily, for half an hour, they've been actually categorically dead, and then they come back and say, "Oh yeah, basically, I went to this forest where I saw my granddad who had died, and he." Told me and this, that, and the other, and took me somewhere, and then I came back.
Yeah. You know when you're asleep and you're just dreaming, is it just you're just in a constant state of unconscious dreaming, or is there just nothing?
The thing is when you're asleep,
your brain's dead. Your brain is
measure brain activity.
Yeah,
exactly. When
maybe
you're categorically
just, maybe
dead,
it's just like,
but there is it's just nothing. There is a thing. Have you ever seen the film Flatliners? But this is like an actual thing that people do, is where they actually kill themselves, but it's all like it's all medical, and then
to see what happens, wait
like 6 or 7 minutes to the point where they need to be like jumped back.
It's
a bit like, what's if they just the resuscitation just doesn't work?
Well, there is always, they were doctors as well,
I believe.
Yeah,
I think they were.
Fuck,
but yeah, like mate, yeah, where do we go when we die, guys? What do you think? Where do we go when we die?
Where did we come from?
This episode's crazy. Where do we come from? My sister's currently pregnant. There's a baby growing inside
of
her.
That's weird.
I just look at it every day. Well, not every day, but whenever I see her, and I'm like, that is how life actually begins. That's where we've all come from. Has the soul been put into that baby yet? Or is it at this point just still cells growing? And at what point does the soul get put into the baby?
And obviously we talk about soul as like a non-existent thing, in the sense that it's not scientifically proven that humans have a soul, but I know what you mean at the same time.
Yeah, like I mean I believe that we are us filtered through human attributes, almost. So we're filtered through the human neurotransmitters, so they're the things like dopamine, serotonin, endorphins. Like it's like filtered through the human
brain
things, and
we
I feel like
a form.
Things like magic mushrooms, there's things that can, that there is you as your pure soul, and it's about getting as in touch with that as possible. But it's easy to get masked by the human assets of life,
like
society.
You're just a body, like your brain is who you are, and you're just using this body.
Not even your brain, your soul,
you're
filtered through your brain, and with the tools that you have. Like, so this is the body that I am in.
For this life.
But yeah, but I am actually, there's a me that is inside of this body.
If anyone wanted a preview into what the high episode would look like,
well, have you seen the latest neuro tracker thing from Elon? We did with a monkey.
Yeah, Neuralink or whatever.
Oh
it is.
Oh my god! So he got this monkey to play, you know, like that ping pong, like on the computer.
Pong, the old game.
Yeah.
So he was playing that. He implemented the tracker into his brain, and the monkey was playing it. And then what they did, they unplugged the controller he was using, and he was still moving it, but it wasn't doing anything. But instead, his brain was just using the Pong. So they had calculated what neurons went up and what neurons went down in the game. And from that, he basically used his brain to move the game.
Yeah, he was playing with his brain. A fucking monkey, by the way.
A monkey.
Wait, how could he play with his brain?
Because they have a chip.
Neuralink, yeah. So the whole point of this is he's hoping people with like cerebral palsy and stuff who can't move their hands can use this Neuralink to move other things.
What, so then they could be put in almost like a robotic body?
Well, no, it would be their body with a microchip in that all of a sudden it's programmed to enable all these things that didn't work to now work.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is, they need to... The thing that is going to make that difficult is that the monkey didn't know that it was unplugged. So he didn't know that he was using his brain.
So when people know that they're using their brain...
It might go a bit like...
Is consciousness a disease? Are we... Is our consciousness and how conscious we are of ourselves and things are sometimes, or a lot of the time, our biggest downfall? You look at sheep. You look at other animals. They do their thing, but they're happy. They're happy sitting there eating that grass in that field all day long. If they were as aware as we are, would they be depressed, miserable, thinking, oh, what's the point in life? This is pointless. This is rubbish. This is crap. Is being so conscious.
But on the other hand, the majority of the top stuff that you see in athletes in sports happens when you are, so to speak, unconscious.
When you're in flow state?
When you're in flow state, yes.
Yeah, when you're not thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because...
It just happens.
Yeah, but like, this is the thing as well. Like, the way we're designed to be, like cavemen. Right? In caveman times.
Cave people.
You're so preoccupied with actually, like, you need a meal. You go out and hunt it. Mm. You need to find shelter. You're preoccupied with things that you don't have time to be so conscious. You're in flow state more. So therefore, you have less anxiety. You have less questions of why am I here and trying to figure all these things out that you don't actually need to figure out. It's okay. And actually, you'll be better off not knowing so much.
That's what all these scientists and doctors are doing at the moment, is finding a way to get an athlete into that flow state as quick as possible. Because the quicker you get into that state, the higher...
It's got to be a routine, i.e., for example, this. Like, you're able to perform best... If you wake up at 7 a.m. every day, shower at the same time, eat breakfast at the same time, work out every time, that sets you up to then have the best, most productive day. So is it like, in order to get into flow state, being the goal, is there a series of smaller steps that they'll figure out, right, if he does this, this and this, that equals this?
Isn't that just a form of training? Doing the same thing every day over and over again until it becomes...
Habit.
A habit, yeah.
Well, yeah. That's, and we are... creatures that are very habitual, i.e. right now I'm in the habit of eating badly, having lots of bevs, not really looking after myself. But the second if I did a week of eating clean, that would become a habit, and I'd want to continue doing that. It's like whatever lifestyle you choose or how you choose to act, you end up almost becoming addicted to because it's of a habit. So
I know what you mean.
Madness, really, isn't it?
Episode got very deep.
This has been a very different one, but I think like good at the same time.
It's
like
the new vibes.
We are, no, do you know what? We are fortunate in that where we come every week, we sit round and chat. Like, do you know how many people probably could deal with that? Like, as in sitting down with your mates and just talking. Like, probably all our other mates don't get the time to sit down for an hour and just chat.
I mean, it's
how good it is for you.
We've also been fortunate enough to sort of do it through part of the pandemic as well, because it's our job.
Yeah.
So it's been allowed.
Last night when we went out for the first time, obviously the pubs were open.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a pub, like everyone's loud in music. Yeah. We literally sat at a round table like this and we just talked for 2 hours.
Well, I think, it's like seeing the value in just interacting with humans.
Yeah.
It's actually mad.
Do you ever play that game when you go out? I think everyone should play this. When you go out, you all do that with your phone.
Put phones in the middle of the table.
The first person to touch their phone has to buy a round. And mate, you'll realise that all of a sudden, none of the boys will be on their phone and you'll all be talking to each other because nobody wants to buy that round.
We did that in Hawaii, but it was for the whole meal. Like whoever touched, if you touch the phone, you just have to pay for the whole meal.
Yeah, but when you're rich.
Yeah, you are rich.
Gib accidentally touched it.
How can you accidentally go like that?
I know, you say that, but if you just talk and you forget about it and your phone has a notification, you just automatically
instinctively pick it up. Because
it's a habit.
It's a habit.
But these social media companies have realised that if they keep giving you, you know, notifications, not always that notification being something you want, but every now and then it is.
Yeah.
It's almost like that thing of gambling. What's it called? What's the gambling? Where you pop, you know,
slot machine.
Basically it's like pulling the...
lever.
Oh, the thing of fucking, am I going to win? Am I going to lose?
Yeah.
So it's sort of like hitting that part of the brain. Always, it's worth looking at your phone to see, have I got a notification? Has someone, and these companies curate what they show you. They give you what you want to see. So people that are racist, they'll give them things that support that, their views. People that are Christian, they'll show them things that support their views. You know, it's just like if you're into football, you'll get lots of football things sent your way, and you want, and that's hitting the reward center every time. So you keep checking your phone.
Actually,
they want you to keep looking. The more eyes that they have on the adverts that they're advertising, the better. The more money. It's all money driven, and they're fucking us.
I know we've talked about this before, but I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they just mentioned the, you know, Whoop strap. It's like a visor. It's like a fitness strap.
Edwards mentioned it
twice in this podcast, and I just had Whoop. Whoop ads for the rest of the
Oh,
night.
Mate, we know that thing listens.
Yeah, your phone listens.
He said it once in a podcast, and all I had was Whoop.
Yeah.
Whoop and everyone's going to have Whoop ads now. Fucking
bitch on my side, it's a movie. You know, Whoopty. Maybe it's based on that secret advert.
No idea who Whoopty is.
You know the song Whoopty, that...
yeah, that reminds me of... I'll fucking
smash that. Someone sample that and make a beat, remake the Whoopty beat with that.
That's Miami's song, that is.
That is banger.
DM it to us.
Yeah, DM it to us. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get that.
And if you want me to sing Angels as well, just let me know.
Right, and that's the end.
That's the end.
I was really rinsing it last night. I was just singing Angels constantly. I thought I was hitting every note as well.
You probably were.
Maybe.
Anyways, you guys, I think that's where we're going to wrap on this one. As you can tell, we're not always perfect. You know, the moral of the story is sometimes we're all of us, even you guys, are in a laughy, jokey, happy mood, but sometimes... we aren't. And that is absolutely fine. Like, we, you know, me, probably in 2019, would have said, boys, we're not doing waffling today. I said, I don't want to do it because I'm not in my happy-go-lucky spirit. But it's about accepting that you're not always perfect. And that is cool. Like, we've still had a good time. It's been very beneficial to get certain things off our chest.
It really has.
And we encourage you guys to do it as well. So, from the Waffling Boys to the Waffling Mafia, we love you. And see you next time. Peace.